Many of Kurt Vile's songs, such as Mack the Knife and September Song, have become popular standards, but most people aren't familiar with the larger works these songs come from. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz says that there's a reason for that. Except for Threepenny Opera, Vile's other operatic works and theater pieces don't get produced very often. But Lloyd says that with at least one work, that's beginning to change.
Fresh.
Big booze and poker tables there.
Good whores and good horse flesh.
Shine on harvest, moon of Alabama. Light the south.
Tucked into a shop today. Fix
it all the bills, fix it all the day.
For a great big grin upon your big and stupid mouth.
Kurt Vile's most ambitious undertaking with his best-known collaborator, German playwright Bertolt Brecht, was their 1930 opera, The Rise and Fall of the City of Mahagoni, a brilliant and devastating portrait of a society that's driven by greed, self-interest, and an obsession with mindless pleasure. It takes place in a mythical USA, and in some of its songs, including the famous Alabama song, the words were actually written in English. Nasty, yet unforgettably tuneful, Mahagoni makes for exhilarating musical theater. Before the Metropolitan Opera's telecast of its first production, back in 1979, it was very seldom performed in this country. But last year alone, it had major productions in Boston, Charleston, and Los Angeles. The LA Opera production, starring Patti LuPone, Audra McDonald, and Anthony Dean Griffey, was telecast last December on PBS, and it's now on DVD. There are powerful directorial touches by John Doyle, though I thought his recent version of Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd, in which the actors actually played all the musical instruments, was more imaginative and finally more chilling than this Mahagoni. But conductor James Conlon delivers a gripping and insinuating musical performance that never lets up.
You can try to sweet talk him, or you can yell at him, or you can let him lie there, or you can drag him with you. Nothing you can do will help a dead man.
Nothing you can do will help a dead man. Nothing you can do will help a dead man.
You can shove cash into his hand.
The cast is terrific. Patti LuPone is a mixture of vulgarity, cynicism, and desperation as the widow Begbick, founder of this seductive city of nets. And her voice, part Broadway, part opera, meets Vile's vocal demands in a compelling way. Opera tenor Anthony Dean Griffey combines a hulking power with a tender innocence and delicacy as the hero victim Jimmy, the good guy who'll give you the shirt off his back, but who is sentenced to death for not paying his bar tab. And Audra McDonald is sensational as Jenny, a prostitute with a heart of gold, cold, hard, and glittering. She won't even lend Jimmy, her lover, the cash to save his life. As you make your bed, so you lie in it, she sings, in the song that expresses the central moral of the opera.
In this world you must make your own bed, and no one will show you the trick. So lie down and get kicked if you want to. As for me, I would rather stand and kick.
I guess there's still some question in people's minds about whether Mahogany is a real opera. Even the Met, which does most operas in their original languages, presented Mahogany in English. But given the spotty English diction and the clunky translation being used, I wish this production had kept to the original German with English subtitles. At least the parts Brecht and Weill intended to be in English would sound different from the parts not in English. Still, this is an exciting performance of a remarkable and disturbing work. I hope that the telecast and this DVD mean that more and more people will get to know it.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and co-editor of the Library of America's new volume of Elizabeth Bishop's Poems, Prose, and Letters. He reviewed Kurt Weill's opera The Rise and Fall of the City of Mahogany, which has just been released on a Euro Arts DVD.